And the reason for the rare book room, we had what was called a Cobb Symposium. And we invited special speakers. We had Art Linkletter, we had you name it, we had them all here. And this one time we had Richard Leakey, the great paleontologist. And I was in charge of him. I carried him over to the gymnasium where he was to speak so he could get familiar with the surroundings. Somebody came over and got me and wandered me off, and I came running back and he was gone. I had no idea where he was, and I'm responsible for it. I looked that place over. I looked everywhere. Finally, I looked in the bathroom, and there on the commode was Richard Leakey preparing his notes for his speech. I said, that's the last time that that'll ever happen on Kennesaw State University's campus. So I decided to build this room for that purpose. And my cousin, John Fry, was superb cabinet maker, and so he had worked with me to get the feeling of a early 1800s English gentleman's reading room. That's what this is designed to look like. And the interesting part is that we decided to go all the way, and instead of using commercial varnish, mm-hmm. we made our own varnish. You make your varnish with cowhides, and you boil those cowhides in pots until they boil it all the way down to, actually it's varnish is what it is. Mm-hmm. Then we sprinkled very fine sand in it to keep the stuff from coming down off the wall. And that's what you find on the wall today. Over here, we did something special here. If you'll notice the hinges on the doors on the bottom, mm-hmm. those hinges are set at least a quarter of an inch apart. Can you see that?
Yes.
The reason for that is that those cabinets are filled with all of the newspapers covering the Constitution of the United States and covering the ratification of that Constitution by all of the colonies. That's full. And we wanted to be sure that they could get air. So that's how we put those in there. Another thing you won't notice is that this floor slopes that way, so that in case there is a fire or there's water or something that comes in, it flows out in the back. It doesn't flow this way or stand here. It flows out. We have some very unique books. I'm not going to try to get into all of them, but we have just about all of the 19th century, the early 20th century authors represented.